Hello, everybody. Brian here from quantlabs.net. I'm going to show my screen here. I just want to showcase the new breakout first day of testing and how effective it looks. Just give me a minute here while we go through. If you want to know more, carry on the conversation. We get censored on these topics like crypto. So the only way to really get involved is just join the mailing list at quantlabs.net, fill out your information. All right, so like I said, we've got a spreadsheet here that I've generated. I'm just gonna show you the basics here, the time, date, symbol, and the entry. Now this started since midnight last night, my time. So today is May 4th, 2 o'clock, my time. Eastern Standard. All right, so I'm going to go through this list. I'm going to give you a synopsis on what's been going on. Let me just start with the most recent. The market's looking fairly weak. It's been very volatile. You know, outside of Ethereum, you can see here a little kind of a big drop for Ethereum. Bitcoin's been getting hit pretty hard. Still trying to recover from this last pullback here on April 14th. There are some other coins here, like Doge is doing amazing. BNB is actually struggling there, as you can see. Just volatility. This is why I created this bot for the breakouts, and it seems to work pretty good. So let's get to it. All right, so the first one we're going to look at is obviously Doge. That's a given. This one's like an anomaly. You can just see here since last night, it's been priced here on the open at roughly, you know, 36 cents. And then it moves up all the way up to peaking, almost doubling 61 cents. That is unreal. Okay, the next one we're going to look at is TRB. Now, I have gone through the coins of, this is all out of spot market in Binance. When you look at derivatives or futures market, it's three times. This is again, according to CoinMarketCap. There's a lot of participation been going on. CoinMarketCap, all the coins in these URLs are really confusing, but I wanted to show you here the exchanges. Okay, here's first the spot. You can see here that spot is up. Look at that, 85% in a 24-hour period, $68 billion. But lo and behold, it was much lower yesterday. And then today, it's at 129. So the futures market's a double than the spot market. So there's still a lot of opportunity. I think a lot of that has to do with Ethereum. And I'm going to look at that at some point, but right now the breakout bot's doing pretty good. I'm pretty happy with it. So let's go through this. I know I've been rambling on. Let's get to it. So we got Doge here. The next one is I was saying about the advantage with Spotbot is that you get a lot of unique coins that you will not see on the futures market. So I can't tell you which ones specifically. But you can see here these explosive moves. I mean, even if you go back April 28th, where the price is for TRB, here we got $86, went up to $124 right now, but it went all the way up to $150. So again, it's doubled. And again, this isn't a market that's been very so-called weak, okay? Or at best declining. That's why this breakout bot shows a lot of potential, but I've seen this before where you create a bot, you get amazing performance for the first 2 days. But this one is not hindered by market conditions or things like that. Here's another one, VET. This is a daily chart here. So I only have here one position. Now, right now, what I'm looking at, this would have taken 328 positions. We know about the Binance exceptions, but the reason I've condensed the spreadsheet is because I want to focus on this for now to demonstrate, to show you the potential of this thing, but yet give you an idea that I will put out once it starts live trading to only focus on the Binance and the P&L from the Binance, as well as cointracking.info, because the speculative and that I used to do is really, really, I guess, not reliable. And we've got better ways to track. So Doge is doing amazing there, quite a few positions actually. But again, to get those Doge positions filled is a challenge. I've talked about that on the Saturday video I put up as well. This one's done fairly well. It's Chainlink as well. You can see here yesterday, it started at May 3rd, opening price $39. Now it's at $46. That's pretty good. Who's going to complain about that? The next one that's been moving fairly lately is Ethereum Classic as well. Let me get that. Now, if you want to know the history of this bot, you would want to check out my latest webinar. I did talk to length about that, but you can clearly see that this is clearly winning here. Here, look at this. As I said, Ethereum Classic's been performing really well. Closing opening price here, April 29th, $35. And right now it's all the way up to $63, peaked at $66 today. So you can see why this breakout bot is becoming a big hot commodity. I'm going to talk about how to get in on this action here, because a lot of people have been inquiring in the last day or so. So I'm going to talk about it. Another one here is Dash. This one is, again, look at this, 315. Okay, went up to 356. So that's what, 15% move, 384. I mean, these are big moves in a weak market. Okay, so another one we have here is Ethereum Classic, Doge. Let me see here. We got, hopefully you've seen my one on Waves. I know Waves is moving quite a bit. Okay, Uniswap. So Uniswap is another one, not last night, but it's doing okay. It's not hurting, but why? Because you got these other ones. Yeah, so you can see it struggled there for the last 2 days. So again, Uniswap. Okay, so now we're seeing a little bit of Zcash. Let's see that. Zcash. So again, Zcash here is, there it is again. Yesterday was okay. Earlier today is struggling. We have here a couple of 1-inch. So again, the ones that you more see obviously are going to perform better. I've just already shown. But there was a big one that happened last night right under my eyes. That one again, Waves. But look at the volatility here. Big move yesterday, back down today. That's typical. Any of these standard coins, but there are the occasional ones that do really well. So here we're going to look at FTM, USDT. Again, doing really well up until 3 days ago, and it's been in decline since. Let's see what else we got here. FTM, that one was moving pretty good. If I go into a maybe an hour, 15 minute base, you can see these big moves here. And here's another one. Okay, you won't see that on the daily, but it's those little moves that do really well and why you see more of them. EOS is another one. So I'm pretty surprised some of these bigger coins are actually moving. But there's so much opportunity for breakouts to always happen, whatever. Again, you can see that big down move, big move, well, not big, but a little move today or yesterday. But yesterday, last night, it's been in decline. Again, you can see these big moves here from $6.35 to $7 in a very short period of time. And again, you won't see those in the daily hourly charts, but you will in the smaller, lower frame charts. Okay, so we have Dash, EOS, KSM, another one, not much. But again, KSM, same thing. Let's see what else we've got here. OMG, I saw this one was moving pretty good. Now, these are, again, top movers. These are the breakout that are either moving above 5% over an hour, or they're just getting listed. Look at that big move yesterday. You know, opening there at, 8:14, close out at 9:24. That's a buck. I mean, you will not get these kind of moves in standard stocks, equity, nothing. Okay, next one, we got LTC, USDT. This one is doing okay, but you're not seeing. So here, it's doing okay. This is Litecoin again. 271 opening yesterday, or sorry, 268, and that right now it's at 306, peaked at 327. That's a big move for a big coin like Litecoin. But you're not seeing Bitcoin or Ethereum today in the last 12 hours. Still looking around. Lots of Litecoin there. Did I mention TRB? Well, I'll look at it again. I don't know if this is a future on the futures. TRB. Yeah, that one's doing pretty good. We got Doge in there, lots of Doge. We're about halfway here in the list. TRB, Doge, those are moving pretty good. A lot of those, major. We have here, okay, this one I know, this is a fairly new one, I think. I've never seen this before, not a lot of it, but last few days I've seen it, UTK. So this one, I don't think will be on the futures market. And let's see how this. So this bot will pick up that kind of move. So if I didn't, if I only focused on the futures, we'd miss that. Okay. And when you're in really extremely down market, you will get some of these coins move like this. And I want to make sure to cover them. So here we go, from 53 cents all the way up to 88 cents, and it's dropped back today. So last night you would have picked up those nice moves on a little coin you've never heard of. Okay, this was the big one that I saw last night. I put it up on Instagram. This thing was just going crazy. Nothing like Doge, but still. This one is Waves. Just an amazing move here. Look at this, and still in play. So 3 days ago on the opening there, you got $23, $23.26, $35, $40, and it peaked all the way up to $41. Unreal. And then we have SRM. Again, I'm not sure if this particular one is on the futures market. Let's see here, SRM. Yeah, that's a little mover. So a few days ago, opening at 9.55, up to 11 bucks. So that's a good 10-20% move. Here I haven't seen in a while is SAND. I do know that this is in the futures market. So some of these coins, you know, they're doing okay, but whatever. Let's see here, SAND. Yeah, it moved yesterday. OMG, I think that one did pretty good. That was a big mover as well. So you got lots of movers here. So when you look at the potential of this bot, it's pretty exciting actually, because I just found the phenomenon that I saw. So here with OMG, yesterday opening at 7.84 all the way up to 9.50. Big moves there. Let's see what else we got. SRM, Waves, Okava, another one. So these ones, I don't think the other bot would pick up the spot bot, but this one, this Kava is done okay as well. So again, opening yesterday at 560, moved up to 570, maybe 10% moving its drop back today. TLM's another one. Let's check out that. This one was moved a lot. Again, this is another coin that I don't know a lot of, but TLM, it's moved up a little bit here. So that's a fairly new coin there. So again, you can take, here's a scenario you can think of. Again, you have an extreme down market, nothing moving, but this one could typically move, which is not a lot here when you look at it. Another one that has moved was Sun. Let's see that. Now, the other thing is, I've talked about the, manipulation that only certain coins listed in BNB or BUSD will get picked up as well, because this bot will not just pick up USDT, it will pick up anything in exclusively for Binance, BNB or BUSD. Okay, so little move there, nothing to brag about. But I got to tell you, it's looking pretty good. So here's how it's going to roll out. If you want to be part of this, I'm not going to be handholding people through the process. If you have the technical chops, if you have the inner drive, we're going to put you through a free course showing you how to build out your own virtual server on Vulture, how to set up and customize potentially Python. So that's another requirement, and some knowledge there. And if you know how to maintain all that, implement it, and upload it, welcome aboard. Otherwise, you're going to struggle in what I have, because I'm forewarning people now that if they don't have that technical skill, they're gonna struggle, and they're not gonna do, because it's quite clear to me in the last 2 weeks that the market has radically changed. There's not as much momentum, especially driven by Ethereum and Bitcoin, and it's not consistent. So the breakout bot is to counteract that. I think my next focus will be on shorting as well, but I'm also seeing some good movement in the futures as well, based upon the volume. But I played around with it. The volume is not the same what it was from November to February, but with the drive up of Ethereum, that's another story. But that pullback, I'm not too worried about. But when you see how Ethereum's gone from like $600 not that long ago at the beginning of the year, all the way up to almost $3,500, it's crazy to miss out on that. Anyways, we'll leave it at that. Thanks for watching. And as I said, continue watching everything on Rumble. I'm not putting anything crypto related on YouTube. They're just, we know about them. Anyways, we'll leave it at that. And again, don't forget to get on the email list there, quantlabs.net, if you want to know more. Over and out. Later.